Hey friends, I'm excited to kick off a brand new month here. Episode 2435. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillibo. I have the privilege of being your host. Been doing it every single day since January 1, 2017. And it really is such an honor. So thank you for being out there. Thanks to everybody who has been saying hi on the book tour for Gonzo Capitalism. I still have a bunch of cities to go. I'm excited to be, where am I going to be? In Denver, in Seattle, in Portland, in Austin, and Miami next week. So hopefully we'll get a chance to hang out if you're near there, chrisgillibo.com/tour. And of course, most people are in other cities elsewhere around the world, so haven't forgotten about you either. Thanks for being out there virtually, digitally, you know, in the ether, as we say. And here on Side Hustle School, let's see, today is Failure Friday, okay? Not to say that the whole month is going to be a failure. Just so happens that this is the first day of the month, and it's a Friday. So our weekly segment is all about stories of mistakes, missteps, disasters, things that don't go so well, right? Side Hustle School telling you lots of, success stories all the time, but I want to make sure we focus on the path to success, which sometimes includes some difficulty, okay? So we've been doing this for the past couple of years, and it's always been a highlight. Today's short story features Maria, a yoga teacher who dreamed of leading a retreat in Central America. Now, this sounds like a good idea. Lots of yoga retreats in Central America. It can be economically advantageous to go there. Lots of people like to go there on vacation. So, you know, it's like you put it all together. But in this case, there was a big problem. She didn't get the response she needed. In fact, Maria got almost no response at all. Listen, I've been there. I've had these situations, not with yoga in Central America, but other things. Let's hear the story from her. I'll have some brief commentary at the end, but it's her time to shine, so let's pass the mic to Maria.
My name is Mia, and my big entrepreneurial dream started in Costa Rica, but it also ended there. I envision hosting the ultimate retreat for a tribe of women seeking serenity, connection, and adventure. In my mind, I'd already heard the rhythm of the waves and seen the radiant faces of a community bonding over yoga and surf lessons. Just one teeny tiny problem. I was the only one packing her suitcase. Imagine my excitement when I found the perfect retreat center nestled between the vibrant jungle and the warm Pacific Ocean. It was love at first sight. Unfortunately, love came with a hefty price tag. To secure my dream venue, I had to lay down a sizable deposit, a gamble I was willing to take on this passion project. Equipped with a dream and a newly minted Instagram account, I set out to create a buzz for my retreat. My enthusiasm was abundant, but as the days rolled by, I kept thinking something was wrong with my inbox, because no one was signing up. The realization hit harder than a tropical storm. My Costa Rican dream was turning into a financial nightmare. I'd led with my heart, assuming my vision would attract participants. However, the universe had a reality check in store for me. I was a stranger in the wellness space. No one knew me. And most people sign up for retreats based on either the personality of the instructor or the fact that their friends are signed up. I didn't have either going for me. In the aftermath of my retreat that wasn't, I was left nursing a bruised ego and an alarming credit card statement from the non-refundable deposit I paid. The lesson was clear. Before diving into the deep end, test the waters. If I could go back in time, my journey would look a little different. I'd start by building my brand, fostering trust within the wellness community before asking them to hop on a plane. I'd share my expertise, engage meaningfully on social media, and gradually gain credibility. To the future entrepreneurs reading this, learn from my misadventure. Be as thoughtful with your business strategy as you are with your dreams, and never underestimate the power of a solid marketing plan. While my dreams of leading a Costa Rican retreat are on hold, I'm not packing away my suitcase just yet. And now, if you need me, I'll be brushing up on my marketing skills with the same dedication I put into perfecting my yoga poses. Pura Vida, everyone.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. I like what Maria said about how if she had the chance to do it again, the lesson she takes away from it is she would focus on building her brand first. Like, build the brand, get some following, then, you know, take those people to Central America, to Costa Rica, Guatemala, Nicaragua, somewhere else. You know, focus on building the brand, then sell the event. It's kind of difficult to do it the other way. Sometimes people do, but those are the exceptions. Much easier to develop a community and then figure out, okay, what does this community need? Which also may be different than your ideas. So there's a whole lot we could say about that too. Figure out what they need, give them those things, and then just do it again, right? Just repeat. So that's the process you want to get to, not just starting with without an audience and thinking, here's the best idea. You want to figure out, how can I best serve these individuals? All right. Thanks, Maria, for sharing the story. I appreciate the transparency, the vulnerability. It's just so cool that people are willing to share not just the successes, but also the challenges. Listeners, if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm on Instagram every day, 193countries, 193countries. You know, I'm around elsewhere. I got a blog, chrisgillibeau.com. I won't go through all the links, but appreciate you being out there. New episode every single day. Once again, this is Chris Gillibeau for Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.